At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hey, welcome to the show. Feeling good with Duddy. That's me. Let's go. Karate Slap. Welcome to the bunker, episode 74 of Feeling Good with Duddy, the show that laughs at the world hysterically, then looks in the mirror, laughs at itself, the fairest of them all. Our show here. We've got a big show. We've got a You Should Be Slapped. We've got a local radio review. I've had my eye on local radio. It's not good. We've got Feeling Good News. We've got Feel Good News. We've got Conspiracy Query. A bunch more shit. Hi, I'm Jake B., a barber here in Southern California. Let me introduce you to my brother, host of the show, guitar player, singer for the Dirty Heads. Here he is, Duddy B.
What is happening? That's right. We are back. Episode 74.
Almost 75.
Almost there, guys. We're doing it. It feels good. And it also feels good to see all of the reviews coming in from you guys. Thank you so much. You don't know how much. It helps.
Every week, really more does. Of them. We look and we go, oh my God, it's working.
It's
more
working. You guys, we appreciate it. We see all the nice comments you guys are writing. We see the rating numbers going up. So, and also, if you guys are listening and you're enjoying the show and you haven't yet, especially on the Apple podcast, if you guys can go on there, give us a rating, leave us a review. It really does help the podcast get noticed. It helps us keep going. And we want to keep going because we're having a great time. So thank you guys again so much. And if you are enjoying the show a lot and you want 4 more episodes every single month, you can go over to Patreon. It's $5 a month to become a Patreon member. And we give you an extra bonus episode every Monday, the Monday Morning Hangover. It's a lot of fun over there. Thank you guys again for listening. Hope you're enjoying. That's enough of that.
Yeah, that's enough of that. Now let's get into you a little bit. You're going to be busy coming up with Dirty Heads and with Roman Duddy. So what's going on with both?
Well, first off, with Dirty Heads, we have some more drive-in shows coming up. We're really excited about that. We're actually going to, like, it's almost like a little tour. I think it's only 4 or 5 shows. It's not many shows, but we're going to be on a bus. We're going to be, you know, driving around. It's cool. It's fun.
East Coast. Fly over there, get on a bus, do 4 shows, fly home.
That's it. Boom. Bam. It'll be super quick, but we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Dipping your toe back in.
Hey, man. Baby steps.
Absolutely.
We're down, and we're looking forward to it. Also, we've got new more music that's going to be coming out soon. I don't have an exact date for you guys yet, but new music, new Dirty Heads music still coming out very shortly. That's exciting, but me and Rome.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of stuff coming up. I'm actually leaving today. Actually, the day that this podcast drops and you're listening, I'll be on my way to Nashville. Going to go meet up with Rome. Going to spend a few days out there writing and just finishing some of these songs we've been working on. And then we are both going to fly out to South Carolina. And
the Outer Banks.
Yes, that is right. We have a friend out there who his name is Wyatt. And we actually wrote a couple songs off Supermoon with him. And me and Rome are gonna go out there. He's got a studio out there, and apparently he owns like a kind of Mexican taco-ish cantina out there, like right on the beach.
Oh, so it's gonna be horrifying.
It's gonna be terrible. We're gonna head out there and do some writing. And this project, this me and Rome project, I'm really excited about it. We have some really really cool songs, and I just cannot wait to finish them. First off. And second off, for you guys to hear them, because it's really cool.
An album will come out, Roman Duddy.
Yeah,
right?
we're releasing a full album. Yes.
No idea when yet. You're just working out the jams.
It'll be sometime next year that we release the album. But it's coming together really well, and I'm super excited about it. And also, there is some talk of me and Rome, we're setting up another tour again. Okay. That will be hopefully announcing some dates on that.
Damn. So a lot of shit coming up. A lot of Zoom episodes in the near future. You're going to be Zooming in next week.
Yes.
Because obviously you'll be out there with Rome, which is great. I told Duddy, try to grab anyone you can. If you see Cheese and the timing works out, try to grab them. So we'll try to get some people to join us in the coming weeks. And then, I'm going to be camping later on this month. We got a lot of Zoom episodes coming, but we won't miss anything.
No.
We never do.
Yeah.
So back locally, what's been going on? Anything last week? It's been a weird week. We've had an off week. Not a lot going on.
We did have an off week, but last Friday, the song I did with Through the Roots came out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in my head. If you haven't heard it, go check it out. I actually really dig the song. I think it came out awesome, and it seems like people online are really digging it, so that was cool. But something else did happen, Jake. I saw something.
Yeah, you saw something and you just took a somber tone. So obviously something happened and it's not something good. So
no,
what
it's
went
not
down,
good.
Dad?
It's not good. And on this is not a segment. It's in the category of you should be shot.
Oh, right. Yes.
But this person shouldn't be shot.
Not quite the infraction.
Not quite shot, but this person should definitely be like open hand slapped.
All right, little bitch slap. Yeah, obviously,
you should be slapped.
We got a segment that Duddy likes to tell us who should be shot. Something bothered him throughout the week. He tells us it's never a murderous death kill. It's like a shot in the leg, shot in the arm.
Yeah, I don't want anyone to die.
So this is even below that.
It's below.
No one
it's,
pissed you off that bad this week.
This isn't something that's like, oh my God, like you should be shot. Like everyone's
slap.
Heard. That, yes,
bam,
just a slap.
Dude.
Like, are you kidding me?
An old fashioned, good old slap.
Are you kidding me? Not even close fist.
That used to be a thing too, where an adult would see a kid being just such a little dick or piece of shit. Hey, cat. Your parents probably wouldn't even be mad.
No.
Johnny's dad, somebody slapped me in the face. Your parents
were you
would go,
being
well,
a
what
dick?
Did you do?
Were you being a dick?
What did you do? Yeah, I would have slapped you too. And then lessons are learned. You get it.
You should be slapped. So this is, you should be slapped.
Duddy's old school, guys.
So I'm driving down the street, Jake. And the first thing I'm going to say, listen, I'm not done there. Don't be like, okay, we've heard this one. And yes, this is annoying. But even if you see this, I don't think they should be slapped. It's just one of those like, okay, what, are you kidding me? So I'm driving down the street, and next to me driving, I see the lady, windows all the way rolled up. She's absolutely by herself in her car.
Yes.
Mask on.
Mask
right?
on.
So that's what I'm saying, where it's like, we've all heard this, right?
Right. Don't tell us she might be an Uber driver.
No,
don't tell us.
It doesn't stop there, okay? So here's... So I noticed this because I noticed that first off, I'm like, oh my God, here we go. Windows up by yourself, mask on. That's just silly. It's silly. But then this is what happens. Then we pull up to a red light and we stop at the red light. And this is what she does. I watch her. She then rolls her window down, takes her mask off, hangs it up on the rear view mirror and lights a cigarette and just starts smoking the cigarette. And then just drives off, window down, hand out, cigarette.
I think I love this
one. And I didn't obviously see her finish the cigarette. I didn't follow her, but I just saw it in my head and I was like, holy shit. Oh. Because you know what happened. She finished the cigarette, probably flicking it out the window.
Starting the forest, another forest
and then,
fire.
And then I guarantee she rolled her windows up and then... put her mask back on.
And then probably judged and shunned others online immediately when she got home about it. Non-proper mask
protocol. So it's totally okay
use.
For you to, for that 5 minutes you're smoking, be just inhaling something into your body. And look, if you smoke, that's fine. I smoked for like 10 years. I quit, thankfully, but I don't look bad on you if you smoke. That's your thing. Go ahead. But... you know, it's like you're inhaling something that you already know 100% will kill you and anyone else that comes in contact with your smoke that you are now blowing out into, you know, the public.
Hello,
and now you're
world
hello
puff.
Smoke cloud puff with not only my smoke in it but also my
whatever,
you know, what
germs,
do they call it, your
droplets,
your droplets, the
droplets.
Whole nine out there for 5 minutes, inhaling death, exhaling death upon the world with not a care in the world, and then straight to windows up, mask on, because I don't want to get the virus or give it. It's
or
like too late.
It.
What?
Yes.
It's what are we doing, Jake?
Nobody on earth could ever know.
That's where we're at, though, dude. She should be slapped.
Absolutely.
Really, and that's
we
more just like a wake up slap. Like a, what are you doing?
slap her when she's smoking. Maybe the cigarette like, hey. Or slap her when the mask is on. It moves over to the side a bit. She catches a glimpse in the mirror and has to go, a minute ago.
And I'm
ago.
Not saying don't wear a mask. Like, when I go places, it's not like I'm like, sweet, I get to wear a mask. No one really wants to. I wear a mask every time.
Every
I have no
time.
Problem.
We're no down
kids,
with
my
the
wife.
Masks.
I'll put the mask on just because that's what we're doing, and I'll do it because I respect people, and I don't want to create ripples everywhere I go. So it is what it is, people. We're all in it together.
Droplets,
so I get it. But you can't pick and choose and then just be
We're in a funny time right now because it's like it feels like it's starting to get safer out there, but then there's people trapped in the middle where we're all walking the streets together, but half of us are feeling super masky and the other half are like, can we relax the mask a bit? And we're all clashing. We're being sent weird messages. Like right now, you can sit in the balconies of all the restaurants and like right along the sidewalk outdoors, mask off, 100 people sitting next to each other eating, no mask. But as soon as you get on the sidewalk, people give you bad looks if the mask are off. So I'll have people that are eating next to 600 people with no mask looking at me weird because I'm walking up the sidewalk with no mask. Like, because nobody's telling us what's what.
It's weird.
Lady in car smoking cigarette pre-mask. It's
just wild.
They should all be slapped.
Should be slapped. And this isn't a you should be shot. It's not even that. It's just one of those like
a little
what
wake
are we
up
doing?
For everybody.
You should be slapped.
You
a
walk into
slap.
A store, put the mask on. You walk out the store.
Yes.
The mask on.
And I like to always kind of say, like, usually on You Should Be Shot, I tell you where you should be shot and what type of gun you should be shot with.
Mm-hmm.
This is You Should Be Slapped. I don't know. I mean, obviously, I think this is a slap to the face.
It's across the face.
It's not even super hard. It's like 40%.
A nice
little wake-up slap. Like, almost like if your friend was, like, kind of drunk sleeping or your friend hit their head and they knocked and you wanted to wake them up.
Yeah,
one of those guys. Hey,
you're a little worried.
Hey,
like, hey, they're not waking up. Hey, give them a good pat, pat, pat.
It hurts a little bit, but it goes away. It's just like, whoa, and it wakes you up.
Absolutely,
and it's a wake up slap to the face.
We call it a thinker.
Yeah,
to the clatter.
Hey.
And then you have to do a little thinking. Hey, Luke, the TV turned off, dude. That's it, dude. I got a 40%er right here, dude. Chamber one up,
you
Duddy.
Should
Luke
slapped.
Should be slapped.
Okay, so that's it. That's all.
There it is, dude. Just a light one,
just a
Dud.
Light one. What
just
are we doing, guys?
Up.
What are we doing?
It's episode 74. We're warming into it. This is a positive episode.
It's positive.
We can be negative sometimes, sure, because it's super funny when we do it. But we can also be really light and fun and positive and just give little face slaps. So let's continue the positivity and let's roll into something that also deserves another face slap right in the kisser. It's the program director from our local radio station, K-Rock. I know. I went from a negative thing to another while saying it was all positive. It's not. More slaps. That's right. Local radio is back. You guys know my game. I've been playing it for a while. It's called Red Hot 182. That's where I turn on the local radio station, K-Rock, 106.7 K-Rock here in Southern California. And it's going to be an 86% chance that you're going to hear Red Hot Chili Peppers or Blink 182. I actually should take the 182 off. It's really just the Red Hot Chili Peppers game.
Yeah.
I'm not hearing a lot of Blink these days. Where are you? Except for on this show. Red Hot Chili Peppers struck 3 times this weekend. Ooh. If anyone follows me on Instagram, that's right. I put it in my Instagram stories. Here's the game. I get to my car. I turn the key. The engine turns on. My car automatically plays the local radio station, whatever set
Stop
on my
bragging,
radio.
Dude.
What?
Stop bragging about Stop your car.
It's a fan. Dude, I have a radio that plays local radio in my car. Everybody eat a dick if you can't get with that. So financially, sure. That's right. I'm bragging. I did that. I got here. I'm here. So I turn it on and I almost always hear Red Hot Chili Peppers. And it happened twice yesterday. And so I'm now talking directly to you, whoever the program director is, guy, girl, questioning that, whatever your pronoun is. Listen, there's other bands. There's other bands. We all like the Red Hot Chili Peppers,
They're
but
great.
We're starting to get mad, and it's not their fault. It's your fault. Or something happened. What happened? When K-Rock first started, I don't know when, in the 80s, whatever, this was one of their first bands, the Red Hot Chili Peppers, back in the It's My Aeroplane. Remember that?
Yeah.
Can't play the thing with pain. Yeah, and then, you know, it went from there to take me to the place I love. You know, all the shit. They've been there the whole time. We love them. What happened? Somebody saw something. Somebody blew somebody. Somebody has some noise on somebody that they're hiding. Why are the Red Hot Chili Peppers on every three songs? I'm asking. If anyone listening knows, comments, please. Give us a review on iTunes. I'm kidding.
All right, I have a thought.
Duddy, do you have a thought? Why is it that 86% of the time when I turn the key to my car, radio turns on, I hear a Red Hot Chili Peppers song? Why?
Flea is the program director.
Oh, my God. I never thought it could be that simple. It's one of the guys in the band.
Yes.
Is, in fact, the program director at K-Rock. Wow.
Do you believe that one of the guys in the Red Hot Chili Peppers is the program director at K-Rock?
I do. Yeah, and shamelessly plays there. I thought it was something with the state of California, because 90% of their songs say the word California. I'm like, maybe it's some... I don't know, but I like what Duddy's saying, and I like your energy. They're still pumping the two-minute promise, too, and I realize they don't even say, we'll be back after commercials, we'll be back after these a few minutes. They now call the commercials the two-minute promise. So it just sounds like almost something fun's about to happen. We'll be right back after this two-minute promise, guys. You kids go have some fun. Two-minute promise. It's 2 minutes of fucking commercials, guys, yeah. And it happens every 5 minutes. So anyway, K-Rock, Flea, give me a call. Let me help you out. There's some more bands in this world, and I'd love to play some of their songs for you. Duddy, let's get into the real good feelings. This is Feel Good News.
Woo!
The world is bad. This is Feel Good News.
And here we go. This is where we start feeling good. It's happening. Ooh, I get tingly behind my neck when I know it's about to start being feel good time. All right, our first bit of feel good news comes to us from NPR.org. What do you have for us here, Duddy?
Jake, yeah. This is great. It is for Subway. Everyone knows Subway.
Subway sandwiches?
Subway sandwiches.
Well, the guy Jared, he's great.
He is great with kids, I heard.
Love Jared.
Oh, man. So, for Subway, a ruling not so sweet. Irish court says that Subway's bread...
That's the finest court in the world. Everyone's
everyone
the finest
knows
court.
That the Irish court is the best court. And they say that that Subway's bread isn't bread.
That's get all right. The way out of here.
Their what? Bread is not bread. Everybody's favorite
sure
$5 footlong. Ireland's Supreme Court has ruled that Subway's bread isn't actually bread, at least not legally. That is because their bread has way too much sugar. This court said
I see
Tuesday.
What's happening here.
The country's. No, we're not going to get that. So what it's saying is that Subway's recipe, that sugar makes up 10% of the weight of the flour.
Wow.
According to the judgment, that's five times what the law deems acceptable. Yes. Yeah, so and then they're saying that that their bread cannot be classified as bread, as it's actually closer to a cake.
Whoa.
Than a bread. It is legally closer to the category of cake.
That's why it's so delicious.
So that's why, you know what? Next time you're like, ooh.
I'm going to go ahead and eat fresh.
I'm going to
dip
eat
into some
fresh.
Health.
I'm going to go have myself a cake sandwich.
You're eating 10% sugar in the weight of that flour, everybody.
Okay.
Eat it. Well, a while ago, I heard that the meat wasn't real there.
Well,
like,
I was
going to
say,
like
that, the reason that's why their bread is the only thing that tastes good in that entire freaking restaurant.
Oh, my God.
Let's be
Subway.
Honest. A Subway sandwich is...
It's horrifying.
Terrible.
This is just more good press for Subway. They're killing it in the news over the last lot of years.
Oh, man. Okay.
All right,
so
this next story is absolutely going to bounce us back from that horror.
Didn't make you feel good.
Yeah, we were. Yeah, that was. I do feel good, actually, knowing that Subway's blew it again. It's great. But this one is going to make you feel great. Everybody get ready, dude. Luke.
Jake.
Yep. This comes from UPI.com. I don't even know what that stands for, but this is where it comes from. Duddy, tell us all about this one.
I think it's a urinary pee infection, which makes so much sense leading into this next article. It says, a cyclist, you guys, I'm not making this up, okay? This is a real thing. I'm not making this shit up. It says, a cyclist rides 2,500 miles from Poo Poo Point to Pee Pee Creek.
Oh, what a legend.
That is right. A cyclist raising money for Yemen Relief said he rode exactly 69 miles per day.
This guy's fucking awesome.
This guy's a fucking legend. 69. He rode 69 miles per day to travel from Poo Poo Point in Washington State to Pee Pee Creek in Ohio. That's right, guys.
Wow. Pee Pee Creek.
Ruben Lopez of Chicago said his scatological journey began. I love that it's scat too. A logical journey began August 18th at Poo Poo Point,
birthday,
a day
bud.
After my birthday. He spent my birthday resting for his 69 mile first day. August 18th at Poo Poo Point in Washington State, and it took him 36 days to arrive at Ohio's Pee Pee Creek, a journey of over 2,500 miles.
Wow, yeah. What a legend. So he did it for a good cause.
He did
I love
for a
that,
good cause.
But he also made it funny and
dude,
awesome.
I love this guy. And guess what, guys? That's right. He's going to make it a full 5,000 doing another 69 miles a day to go.
He's going
to
do
He's going to go back to Poo Poo Point.
Oh,
he's
going
to go from Pee Pee Creek back to Poo Poo Point. That's
what
right.
An absolute legend, dude. See, and I love this because most people, if they were going to do this journey and raise some money, and it's always a good thing to raise the money and do the journey, but then they'd make a documentary and they'd make it all serious and they'd put some of the campfire-y bands of today, you know, a lot of, hey,
oh, yeah, banjo.
Hey, and them riding through the woods and it's all the same shit. Sitting by the fire. Oh, yeah.
Brown pants.
Yeah, all the same shit. This guy's having fun with it. Pee-pee platter, fucking poo-poo land. I love it all. He would probably have like Weird Al in his documentary.
Oh, for sure.
It wouldn't be just a lot of aimless
he
drone
sure
shots.
He orders the poo-poo platter every time he
every
goes to a Chinese restaurant.
Goes.
I've never laughed harder in my life.
Famous story, Duddy and I got in trouble as little kids from our parents. We embarrassed them so bad. We went to a Chinese restaurant. We were children and we liked shit and pee and stuff.
We've
you
totally
guys
grown
know
up.
Us? You know us. And of course, we look at the menu and Duddy sees something and he goes, Jake, I'll be having the poo-poo platter, you know, and I'm like dying and he's pointing at it and it just says poo-poo platter and young Duddy and Jake, we couldn't breathe.
I was crying, laughing. Yes. I kept saying it over and over again.
Yes.
They had to remove me from the restaurant. My parents had to take me out of the restaurant.
Parents were very, very embarrassed. Mom and dad were trying to get us to fucking
play
straight.
I can say too that I was like, you know, six. I think I was like nine.
Oh, we
like,
were way
like,
too old.
Way
dude,
too
yeah.
old to be finding it that funny.
And I remember the waiter came up and Duddy were like, I'll have the poo-poo play. You're like trying to speak and I was done. I was crying hysterically. I was useless, dude. There's nothing you could do. My body was gone, dude, in laughter. The poo-poo platter. So this is a story dear to our heart, dude, and he had fun with it. Yeah, good for him.
Oh, an adventure from Poo-poo Point to Pee-pee Creek.
He wouldn't be whispering the narrative of his video either. You know, sometimes you like to get all these movies. I watch YouTube is a bunch of just people doing the same shit. Anyway, that's a whole nother tale, dude. Good for you. What's his name? Ruben Lopez of Chicago.
We love you.
And his scatological journey, dude.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, good memories.
That was great.
That did make us feel good, Duddy. And you know what? That was Feel Good News.
Join us next week for more goodness on Feel Good News.
See? Sailing right along. I told you guys you'd feel better and get ready to feel even better than the better that you feel now because it's all of your favorite part of the show. That's right. Conspiracy query time, Duddy. What is that?
That is right. That is... Okay, this is what it is, guys. I didn't come up with
People
this.
Are still confused.
They're confused. I know.
They go, this is where Duddy makes up some sick theories and then he believes them. Yeah, Duddy, explain again.
I didn't come up with this.
Okay.
I'm not saying that I do or don't believe it.
Fair.
This is just something I found online.
Searching.
Did not much research on it.
Not a lot of searching.
Almost zero.
No search.
And I just want to know if you believe in conspiracy queries.
I think they all get it now. He's asking you if you believe this. He simply saw it online. Duddy.
Yeah. This is a fun one. This is the conspiracy that Taylor Swift is the clone of a former satanic leader.
You find a lot of satanic stuff.
You know what? Daddy. What are you trying to say?
I'm trying to say that you believe in the Lord of Satan.
Well, you know, not only do I, Jake, and I'm not saying that I do. I don't know why I said that, but...
sounds like you do.
This girl does.
Okie doke. What is going on here?
Taylor Swift's a Satan person. Taylor Swift is an American artist and a musician. She's also the daughter of the founder of the Church of Satan.
Wow.
And was the high priestess of the church between 1985 and 1990. After leaving the Church of Satan, she renounced Levian Satanism and started to follow Sethianism, which is linked to the ancient Egyptian god Seth.
His name's Seth? What? And here he is, the great Egyptian god of all time, Seth. Seth, yeah, he works in accounting. He's got a name badge that says Seth. Go get him. He's the Lord.
Oh, man.
Wow. Seth. Okay.
In a 2012 interview with Vice, she said she decided everything, or she decided everything her father had taught her was a lie due to the investigation of the god Seth.
Oh my God! Keep.
Oh,
going.
I'm sorry. Due to the intervention of the god Seth, in 2002 she was made high priestess of the Temple of Set. So they shortened Seth and went to Set.
Yeah.
Currently, it's understood she is a follower of the Tibetan Tantric Buddhism.
That's more like it.
People online have been talking about the similarities between Sift and LaVey for a while now, but the conspiracy seems to have popped its head up once or twice more on Twitter. So what they're saying is, okay, here. So what they're saying is that
yeah, I was gonna say she's too young to be this. So she's a clone of this chick.
Wow, she does look very identical to this chick, Zena LaVey, the Satanist, the daughter of the founder of the Church of Satan.
Wow, that is
Zena
true.
LaVey. And they're saying that Taylor Swift is an Illuminati clone from Zena LaVey's DNA, a well-known Satanist from 1985. Okay, so, wow, if you look this up, there's a picture. If you watch this video on YouTube, we'll have this on there. And yes, it looks exactly like her. It looks very, very similar. I will give you that.
Little eyebrow differences here, but a lot of things are pretty damn close. I give them that.
But that's it. I think it's that. What do you think, Jake? Do you think it's just that they just look alike, dude?
I just think that's a lookalike. I think people are stretching here. This one, I shan't believe in. Although I like it. It's okay. Luke's now showing me more
photos.
Wow.
Okay. It's very, very similar. Very.
I mean, it's
similar.
Close, you guys. There's a lot of similarities. Enough to have fun with.
They're both hot.
They give both it look to like you. Cats a little bit. They're one of those. Oh, they're those types. You know, they're fine if you're into that. Yeah, they're fine. I don't know, man. It's close. Duddy, are you taking a stance on this one or simply putting it out as a query?
You know what?
I'd like to believe it.
I'd like to believe that the Illuminati can clone DNA.
Absolutely.
I would love to believe that.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I do. But I am just wondering if you believe that Taylor Swift is just the clone of the daughter of the Church of Satan and that she's hot?
I definitely think the last part. Sure, she's good looking. Wow,
Luke just revealed her in his room.
From the shadows, too, you guys. Behind the TV, Luke crept out like out of his dungeon and just said, I have her poster hanging in my room.
And he's talking about the daughter of the Church of Satan girl, not Taylor Swift. He's a creep.
I have no issue believing Luke is fully involved in the Church of Satan. That wouldn't shock me in the least.
Yes.
How are you feeling, Dud?
I'm feeling pretty good. And you know what? Just thinking about the fact that we're so far in the future scientifically that we can clone DNA from people just makes me feel good, Jake.
Yeah, it makes me feel good, too.
And speaking of feeling good, we have some sponsors on this show that make us feel great. That's right, we do. Koi CBD. We love this company. They have been with us since day one. Not only do we love this company, but we love their product. I use it every single day. I talked about it on every single podcast. I love the drops. I take them every morning, like right when I get going, I take them, and it just starts off my day real nice. Relaxes me, but not doesn't make me tired. Just kind of relaxes you and gets me ready for the day. Oops. And also, if you're someone out there who's got lots of pains in your joints and your aching muscles, and you're taking over the counter, you know, pain meds for that, please give Koi CBD a try. It's much healthier for you. I think you're going to love the results. And if you go to koicbd.com and you put in code FEELGOOD at checkout, you're going to get 15% off your first order.
Bam.
That's right, guys. And also, plug-ins keychains. This is a rad company, and they have this product called the Jack Racks. And what this is it's a key holder, a keychain holder. It's identical to it's like a replica of a guitar amp. They have Marshall and Fender, and it has four slots in it for these quarter-inch cable keychains. And you put your key on the keychain, and when you get home, you plug it into your amp that's on the wall, and when you got to go somewhere, you just unplug it. It's really cool. You're never going to lose your keys. And these things make such an amazing gift. If you know somebody out there who plays guitars or just loves music, get them one of these. You're going to be a hero. I've had one on my wall in my house for like 2 years, and I can't tell you how many times people have come over and been like, holy crap, that's rad. Where'd you get it? Well, where they got it, Jake, was at Plugins Keychains, that's plural.com, and the plugins is with a Z. That's Plug Inz keychains.com. And go there, pick yourself up a Jack Rack, and put in code DUDDYB at checkout, and you will get 20% off every order. That's right. Anytime you want one, put in code DUDDYB, 20% off. You will be a hero, and everyone will love you.
And?
You heard it here, people.
Yeah. You heard it here, people.
That is right.
Oh, my God. Did we did it?
I think we did it.
We did a Monday show earlier. Yeah. We did a Wednesday show today.
Yeah, look, this is a little bit shorter of a Wednesday episode. Mm-hmm. We do apologize for that, but we had a busy, busy morning, and
There's a lot of changes going on around here. You'll be seeing them in the next coming months. Yeah, we're basically figuring out how to make this show better. We got to keep changing it, and good things are coming, even better than what's already here.
Yeah,
which I know
which is impossible.
Is pretty much, yeah. Well, we're the only ones who can do that.
Yeah.
So, and we're doing it. So, all right, it's Q&A time.
It's Q&A, guys.
Play the questions drop.
Questions. Woo-hoo-hoo. Ask us any question you want.
Okay, we're back. That's right. And now you know all the questions come from Patreon. That's right. If you want to get a question in, potentially be featured on the show, sign up at Patreon, links below, and you know, you'll get bonus episodes and you'll get to ask us questions. Duddy, what questions do we have today?
First, we have a question from a longtime listener, Disney Blonde 516. You guys have all heard from her. She says, hi guys, stoner questions. Okay. I don't smoke weed very often, but just a couple of hits and I'm super sleepy. When I lay down, it's like I'm drunk and the room spins. Is that normal? Damn, lucky.
I don't think that's weed.
I think you're smoking, like, crack, maybe?
Could you check and make sure it's not crack? I think that's crack. Because, yeah, I don't know about the sleepy part I'm with. The hungry part, which you didn't put in, is pretty critical there, too. But room spinning, dude. Do you live on a boat?
Do you sleep on a carousel?
Oh, that could be it. Are you a drifter who sleeps on a carousel?
Oh, we've gotten to the bottom of it.
We got to the bottom of that one, dude. You're Welks. Thanks for the sick.
So, is that normal? No.
No sick.
And friendly stoner tip? Don't sleep on a carousel.
A sex question.
Okay. Mark, who's your daddy plante says, Mark, who's your daddy plante says, if you could make one animal species talk, what would it be and what do you think they would say? Well, I think I would just have dogs talk because then I could talk to my dog and my dog's my best friend and my dog would say, suck question.
Maybe part of the dog being your best friend is the fact that the dog does not talk.
Damn.
Heavy Quastron, dude. I don't know. Yeah, that's a hard one. Fish. Why not? That'd be fun.
Stick your head under. And they'd go, ah! Mm-hmm.
Who was that? You heard? Is that a comedian?
There was a comedian.
Oh my God,
was
there like, was a comedian. You could, fish or every fish is trying to kill another fish.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, if you could hear what they were saying, yeah.
You said if you stick your head underwater, you just hear, ah!
That's serious. Just chasing each other in an endless game of death.
Duddy's Little Monsters.
That's the name.
That's this person's name. Says, stupidest Halloween costume you've ever been put in. I was obsessed with Ace Ventura when I was little, and my grandma dressed me up in her sequined skirt and blouse so I could be Courtney Cox and sent me to the elementary school Halloween party. Oh my effing G. I got picked on so bad. Every kid was like, who the F are you supposed to be? Are you a prostitute? Laughed my ass off. It was so bad. Wow.
Yeah, she's like, no, I'm actually, I mean, yes, I'm a prostitute, but no, yes. I'm Courtney Cox in the movie.
I don't ever remember like our parents like making us like putting us into dumb costumes. But I remember some dumb ones I did. You have a good one.
Plenty of dumb costumes we've done. I have one that was like my favorite one, but I made it and it was dumb. I didn't have a costume and Halloween was coming up and I got the idea to be a TV because I was like, we had a big box. I don't know if we got a new TV. We got something new, an appliance of some sort. Big box was in our living room. And I'm like, oh, I could, you know, turn the box upside down, cut a hole in the top, put my head through, cut a hole in the side. So I did that and I decorated it. I made a screen. You know, I just took a marker, outlined a screen, put tin foil in the screen, put all the buttons on, dude, bunch of shit. And it was the best fucking costume I've ever had. Put on a sweatshirt. Yep. My arms came out. I walked around the neighborhood as a TV. 6 million compliments later and a bunch of candy.
Yep.
I was pretty happy with myself. I do remember that.
I did something very similar. I was in high school, you know, got invited to like a costume party, you know, didn't have a costume. So last second, same freaking thing. Not a TV, but got a box, cut some holes in it. And I put a tablecloth over it and I put a plate, you know, my head was on a plate. So a plate like went around my head. Mm-hmm. And then I put a bowl on it with Cheerios, but I filled the bowl with glue. Uh-huh. So the Cheerios were glued inside the bowl. And then I had a cup that was next to my head that was glued on with a straw that went into my mouth. So I was pouring booze into the cup that was glued onto me and drinking out of it. And I would go and I would just like sit. I would sit down like in the middle of the party and people would literally pull up chairs around me and they'd have their drinks on me and I'd be sitting there and they'd be pouring drinks into my cup and I'd be drinking it with the straw that was in my cup.
So, I remember some good ones that you had with like John, 1 year Duddy and John, who, you know, also from the Dirty Heads. They both had long hair. No, John didn't have long hair. He had cut his hair, but you obviously still had your long hair and you guys were emo dudes. I remember we went to a Halloween party and for several years, I was just a zombie guy where I just dropped blood all over my entire body and had shitty clothes on. So I was doing that whole thing. But Duddy and John showed up. Duddy had the world's tightest pants. You had a white belt with like spikes on it or something. The small, an extra small Taking Back Sunday shirt. Yep. And you had your hair. You had ironed your hair.
I flat ironed it.
His hair was straight.
I put on eyeliner.
We've got photos of all this
shit. Dude, I remember I went into Bionic, our local record store.
That was our record store, Bionic
Records. Like, cool record store. Always had some, like, cool punk rocker guy kind of working behind the desk. They had all the shirts up behind them, like you would see in, like, a Hot Topic situation. And they had all the bands. And I did not want to do this, but I had to. God, I went there, and I was like, I'm not a small guy. You know, I'm not like a huge guy, but I'm not like a small guy. So I rolled in and I'm like, can I get the medium Taking Back Sunday shirt?
And that was already a slim ass fit.
Yeah, and that was the thing back then with this when the emo was out and they would buy the super tight shirts that were too small for them. So I went and I bought the medium Taking Back Sunday t-shirt and this dude looked at me like, ugh.
You piece of shit. He got it. He wore it. I remember you had bracelets, the eyeliner, the straightened hair, the Taking Back Sunday, and John had a lot of similar
Very similar.
Going on.
It was
absolutely unreal.
I talked like this the whole night.
Yeah, they just like looked bummed in all their photos. I remember our buddy Enrique just came as injured 1 year. I'll never forget this. He came limping up the street to the party, bloody, shirt ripped. Like, oh, he was like dragging his foot. He had like things wrapped up everywhere, and I'm all, what are you? And he's all, I'm just injured. I'm like, really injured.
I'm just really, really injured.
I'm injured. We had some of the dumbest costumes.
Oh, shit.
All right, good question. Right, good Don't one, know if we one. Answered it, but we talked about ourselves, and that's fun. Who's next,
Kristen
Dad?
Haggett says, do you guys like grunge music? If so, yeah. Who is or are your favorite grunge bands? Yeah, I never like super got into it.
I was more I guess into I would, that stuff than Duddy.
Yeah, Jake was, I guess I would say Nirvana. Yeah, that's how Nirvana into it I got.
Shit. You know? I mean, there's a bunch of cool shit that came from grunge. I mean,
for sure.
Nirvana's rad. All the bands had certain songs that were rad from that whole Seattle grunge era, but I think grunge led into like stoner rock and stuff, and then a bunch of rad bands like Queens of the Stone Age and everything came from that post-grunge zone. So it keeps giving us gems. Even probably like Smashing Pumpkins had that shitty sound, even though they were from like Chicago, and they made it sound different. Whisper Singers, dude, my favorite always.
Okay, let's see here. Raul Guerrero, when you step on something with wet socks... when you step on something with only socks on, how mad do you get? I can't stand it and switch socks if I can.
When you step on something wet.
Yes.
Like, that is the
when
worst
you step, oh, sorry, yes. When you step on something wet with only socks. There's really not much worse.
No.
It's the worst feeling ever.
There's like murder or family's murdered, you know, and then there's that. You know, like, and it's almost, you know, really the same type of pain you'll feel. So yeah, when you're when you wake up at night and you walk into the bathroom or whatever, and you just sploosh. It's worse when the lights are off too. And you're just like,
what was that?
Damn it, dude! And then the wet sock and the deal. Yeah, it's a horrifying thing, dude. It's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Is that the question? Is that bad? Because yes, it's bad.
Yeah, it's really bad.
Yeah, it's bad.
Sandy Crawford. Oh, guys, too. Before I answer this, if I don't answer your question, you guys know how it goes. If you're new to the Patreon I'm not answering your question, that's because of a few things. Maybe we've been asked it so many times that I'm not going to answer it anymore. It's just a dumb question, so I'm not going to read it and answer it. Or... what were the other ones, Jake?
Or there's more. Luke didn't like you.
Or we answered it on Wednesday. There's some of those. So if we didn't answer your question, there's a few reasons why.
Mainly and those are some dumb, of them. Or we've answered it a bunch. Really the things that'll get you eliminated quite quickly. So we're trying to answer things that we think that might other people would want to hear.
Or if we see your name every single week, we try to give some other people chances as well. But we love every one of you. And here's one from Sandy Crawford.
She
says, what will it take for me to get on your fantasy football league next year? I only just joined Patreon. Oh, that's funny. We were just talking about it. So Patreon's where you get the bonus episode. You also get the... ask us questions that we may answer on the podcast. Mm-hmm. And then also what we're doing is we have a fun... fantasy football league over there. There's 60 people in it, all battling each other for a points league this year. It's 5 different leagues with 12 people. They're all battling each other, though. There will only be one winner, and we're going to do this every year. So if that sounds fun to you and it's something you want to be a part of, jump on over at Patreon. It's a lot of fun.
And how to do it next year is just be a Patreon member next year before we do the draft. Say I want to be in the draft, and then you're in. We don't make it hard. All you got to do is
everyone
hit us up.
And everyone is welcome. You just have to be a member to Patreon, and it's a lot of fun. Actually, we're having a good time with it over there. Kristen Haggett says, what's the coolest free find you ever found? For me, I found a CD at the library of CCR's entire Woodstock performance.
You stole that from the library. Did she say I found that at the library?
You stole it.
Yeah, you stole that from the library. It's a free steal.
I don't know coolest free find.
I've said this, I think, before on the show, but dude, I was a kid and I was playing baseball and I was trying to catch fly balls in center field. Someone was hitting me fly ball repetitions. You know, this is my freshman year, I want to say, of high school.
Oh, that's right.
And I dove for a ball, landed on something hard, and then when I stood up, I picked it up. It was a Bad Religion tape. It was Bad Religion Generator. Bad Religion Generator was a cassette tape. My dad's truck played a cassette tape at the time. We got in there. I popped it in, heard the first song was Generator, and then I was like, holy shit, this is awesome. Like, I'd heard a little bit of punk rock, you know, at the time, but not a lot. I'd never heard Bad Religion, and I was like, whoa, and I fully got into Bad Religion, and I listened to that tape 10,000 times. I just dove and landed on it. I also got Beastie Boys' License to Ill which was the first band I was really, really into, was Beastie Boys at our cousin's bar mitzvah. It was like I had a number and the number led to a prize or some shit, and I got licensed to ill. So boom. Those are two cool free things.
You know what's crazy? At the top of my head, I can't think of just like a find. I mean, I found money I don't know. Shit, I wish there I had a better one for you.
Free things.
Kyle Cardinal says, has there been any talk about releasing the live stream as a box set or something of that nature? Yes, absolutely there has. We're definitely going to release those live streams. And what we want to do as well is I think we're going to take a few of our favorite songs from each one and kind of make a best of album and put that out. So, yes, we don't have anything set in stone yet, but we definitely are, and it's something we have been talking about a lot recently. Good question. And I think this next one is our last one. Wait! You didn't answer my question! There's no time! Nathan J. says, what has been a few of your favorite or most memorable moments of the pod? It's been a wild ride for almost 2 years, damn. And I know I'm feeling good for a poster just fell off the wall for tagging along. Keep up the primo work, boys. Well, thank you, Nathan. That's very nice of you. And yeah, it's crazy to think that we've been going that long. We're coming up on episode 75. We've also done, I think, close to like 30 of the Patreon episodes. Yep. So yeah, we've done quite a few. Man, we're having so much fun with it.
The tour was an amazing memory. The tour just was great. As a whole, I mean, that was wild. We got to go on tour with the Dirty Heads as a podcast. And, you know, obviously Duddy's performing on stage, and then I got to go along with them, and we did shows from inside the bus, backstage at concerts.
Hotel rooms.
We were able to interview all sorts of different people like that work behind the scenes that don't normally get featured on podcasts, I guess. And that was a huge experience because that's when we made friends with Gentle Giant, and, you know, so many things happened for us during that tour. That was crazy.
Yeah.
Dude, we had the Christmas fundraiser thing where we were awesome. Live for over 8 hours
straight. 8.5 hours straight, yeah.
We had comedians of all different, I mean, we had big comedians on there, big time musicians. We had Face to Face and a bunch of other amazing bands, Pepper. Yeah. All sorts of dope bands played live on there. I mean, shit. I'm just thinking right now through.
Yeah, it's crazy. I'm going back. But honestly, my favorite thing about this entire podcast so far is just the amazing community that we've built. It does feel like this awesome family, and we've got our own little, you know, inside jokes and little, you know, storylines, and definitely over as well on our Patreon. It's like a whole different storyline over there on the Monday Morning Hangover, and there's so many little inside jokes and just drama storylines going on that we've just built this amazing family and community, and that is my favorite part of everything.
That is true. Now, when you say that, there's certain things that you would talk about, like on the FGWD Bunker page on Facebook, the little, you know, or people that listen to the show could say things and talk about things that people that don't listen, they won't get it.
They won't have any
idea.
They
won't get it, dude, because we talk about such corny shit on here. That is true. We built kind of a weird little thing you guys, because we kind of bounce everything off the fans in so many ways and listeners.
Well, yeah, and that being said, too, you said the FGWD Bunker it's a Facebook group, and it's a bunch of listeners over there, and they just kind of talk about Feeling Good with Duddy related stuff, a little Dirty Head stuff, but mostly Feeling Good with Duddy stuff, and it's a lot of fun. So if you want to go sign up over there and just talk with other people who listen to the podcast, that's a fun time. And
so many damn memories already that it's crazy, and we don't know where the show's gonna go, but what Duddy and I are looking to do, another kind of move where we're like, okay, we're getting all the little side things, you know, in place. Now, how do we improve the show? And now Duddy and I are like, where do we take it from here? We're just going to try to do more.
Yeah.
So totally. Who knows, man? It's all rad shit.
Yeah. So thank you guys for listening. Hope you guys enjoyed it. And
we'll see you next week.
Peace out.
Peace.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. all that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.